it directs scholars' attention to the individual level. So certainly characteristics of students, their dispositions, their readiness for college, but it also directs them to the family context and probing deeper about what's the nature of the relationships with their parents? What were their parent rearing styles growing up? What expectations did they have for education, support, and so forth? But also the community structures or environment. So, what community supports, experiences that students, some students maintain relationships to church and other community related affiliations that influence their success in college, in addition to just the post-secondary education context. So, a lot of dominant or older student success models primarily paid attention to what happens within that college context without taking into adequate consideration of what's also happening outside of that college context that may influence or constrain the success of students in college.